Okay, good afternoon, everybody. And today we're going to continue our discussions relating to Hilchos Pesach, especially now that we are past Rosh Chodesh Nisan and we are drawing ever closer to Pesach. So we're going to talk a little bit about Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. We already discussed the issue of Seudah Shlishis and Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. And today we're going to move back a little bit and discuss the issues of Bedika and Biur Chametz when Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, as well as fasting on Erev Pesach. So when it comes to Bedika and Biur Chametz, generally speaking, all Chametz that you find when you do Bedikas Chametz is supposed to be burnt at the beginning of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. That's going to be a problem this year. When it's Shabbos, you're obviously not allowed to burn the Chametz. So this issue of what to do when Erev Pesach is Chal and Shabbos is the discussion of a Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph at the very top of the page. The Mishnah tells us, Arba Asur Shechal Lios B'Shabbos Mevarin Es HaKol Milifnei HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, just destroy everything before Shabbos. V'chamam B'Zmano Rabbi Lozor B'Tzadik Omer Trum Milifnei HaShabbos Chulim B'Zmanon. And the Chum say, no, not before Shabbos. You get rid of everything B'Zmano. We're going to leave out the distinction between Truma and Chulin. The Chum say that you get rid of everything B'Zmano in its proper time, and that implies that you get rid of your chametz on Shabbos before the sixth hour. So the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph has a very similar discussion, and the Gemara over there says, like Rabbi Lazar Ish Bar Tusa, that who holds that a person should destroy almost everything before Shabbos and just leave over enough chametz to eat two meals on Shabbos before the fourth hour. So how do we reconcile these two sugyas? A sugya on Daf Yud Gimel where you get rid of almost everything, leave over a little bit of chametz, versus the sheet of the Chachamim in Pesachim Mem Tes, where it tells you that, no, bizmano, in the regular time, in the proper time. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Mem Dalet has a long discussion of these sugyas, and ultimately what he comes out with is that the Chachamim of the Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Lozer Ish Bar Tusa. When the Mishnah quotes the sheet of Reb Meir to get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos, that means all of your chametz before Shabbos, every last bit of chametz before Shabbos, to leave nothing for Shabbos. When the Chachamim argue and they say, no, you only get rid of your chametz bizmano, obviously the Chachamim aren't going to tell you to keep cabinets full of chametz and refrigerators full of chametz. No, all of your chametz, to get rid of your chametz bizmano means whatever minimal amount of chametz you retain for your Shabbos sudos, and then you don't finish, that's what you should get rid of bizmano. But certainly the majority of your chametz should be gotten rid of way before zmano. It should be gotten rid of before Shabbos. So that seems to be pretty clear that you do bidikas chametz on, well, we'll get to bidikas chametz in a moment, but that certainly sometime before Shabbos, all of your chametz should be destroyed, but for whatever you need to eat at the Shabbos meal. Whatever you need to eat at the Shabbos meals, that you leave behind, and if for whatever reason you're unable to finish up the chametz that you're eating at your Shabbos meals, you can then destroy that on Shabbos, not by burning it, but by flushing it down the toilet or something like that. Now the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, writes that a person should search for chametz when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos on the night of the 13th, the same way you would do on the night of the 14th. In a normal year, so we search for chametz on this year, what would be Thursday night, which is a day early. So Beis Yosef explains that even those who understand the Shita of the Chachamim, that you should dispose of the chametz on Shabbos itself, they would still agree that you move Bedika back a day earlier, that you move Bedika back to Thursday night. Meaning, I would have thought that if you understand the Shita of the Chachamim, that you keep your chametz around into Shabbos and you only get rid of it on Shabbos, so Bedika shouldn't be two nights before the Zman Biur. But no, the Beis Yosef explains that, yeah, that even if you hold that the Biur is on Shabbos itself, the Bedika is still two nights earlier, it's on Thursday night. Because the Gemara tells us that the Bedikas Chametz is supposed to be done La'or Haner. The Gemara has a limud, Ner Miner, and Ner it has a whole series of limudim from one pasuk to the next. So since Bedikas is supposed to be done by candlelight, the Gemara says the reason Bedikas is done at night is because for two reasons. Either because that's when Anashim are Mitzuyim B'Bateim, that's when people are typically around their homes, and also because Or Haner Yafal Bedika. Bedika is done better by candlelight. It's more effective by candlelight. It allows you to focus on a particular area and to really see each area that you go to. And obviously you can't use candles, even if the candle is pre-lit before Shabbos. It's muktzah, so you're not able to do the bedikah on Shabbos. So the only night available available is going to be Thursday night. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you should do the bedikah with a bracha and say the bittul chametz. Do the bittul chametz. It should be like a regular bedikah. Now, when do you destroy the chametz? So, as we said, majority of the chametz you destroy on Friday this year. But when? What time on Friday? So the Mishnah and the Gemara make no mention of what time one's chametz should be destroyed prior to the onset of Shabbos. The only rule seems to be that it should be done beforehand, but not necessarily at a particular time. However, the Mordechai Nos Tavkuf Mem Gimel in the name of Rashi writes that the proper time to burn chametz is before Chatzos on Friday. There's no real halachic significance to Chatzos on Friday, right? This is the year where what we call Erev Pesach, you could see people eating at Dunkin' Donuts 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? People will still be eating chametz. Later they go out for lunch to the bagel store or whatever, right? They could still be eating chametz later in the afternoon because it's not really Erev Pesach. But nevertheless, even though there's no halachic significance, we're afraid that people are going to remember that, oh, Bir Chametz was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the next year, they're going to do the same thing. But since they were allowed to burn their Chametz at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, next year, whenever Pesach is not on Shabbos, they're going to think that they're allowed to do the same thing. And that will cause a violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. And that's going to be in a Siddur Eisa to own Chametz after Chatzos on a real Erev Pesach. That sheet of the Mordechai is accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah just adds that you should burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Don't even wait till it gets close to midday. You should burn the chametz earlier than midday at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, even though during normal years Shulchan Aruch and Taf Lamed Daled Sif Gimel says that you should burn and be mevatel all the chametz by the end of the fifth hour, over here we give a little more leeway, just the beginning of the sixth hour, because there's no chance of violating Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh anyway. There's not even a chashash for this year. It's only chashash for another year, so we don't have to make that extra harchaka. You can do the beginning of the sixth hour. What about fasting on Erev Pesach? When Erev Pesach is chal b'Shabbos, obviously you can't fast on Shabbos itself, so what do you do about that? So that is a machlokas rishonim. The Trumas Hadashim in Simon Kufcha Vav writes that a person should fast on the Thursday prior to Pesach. You see, normally Biragra quotes a Gemara in Tainis, Chavav Amar Aleph, that normally you would not want to fast on Friday because out of respect for Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah, Siman Taf Ayin, Sif Katan Vav explains that once the date for the fast is moved up, so we'd rather move it to Thursday rather than Friday, because we'd rather not fast on Erev Shabbos. And normally, we don't move a fast up. We'd move a fast back. We wouldn't move a fast up, because there is a concept, Akdume Paranusa Lo Mekadmina, that we don't bring upon ourselves Paranus before we need to. That's a Gemara Megillah, Dafei Amud Aleph. So why over here is there an exception to that rule? All of a sudden, we're allowed to bring about a Paranus before its proper time? No, the reason for the exception is that, just like Tainus Esther, we would do early, because Tainus Esther is not a fast of Avelos, of sadness. It's a fast of celebration of the power of tefillah. So too, when it comes to the fast of Erev Pesach, it's not a fast of sadness. It's a remembrance of the great Yeshua, that the firstborns of Klal Yisrael were saved in Mitzrayim. So since it's a fast of Simcha, it's not a Kedume Paranusa, and therefore Trumas Hadashim says we should fast on Thursday. He does quote another shita that since the fast is only a minug, once you're not going to do it on its right day, you don't have to observe it at all. And that is the Shita of the Agur, that the Agur quotes in the name of his father in Sim Tafshin Ayin Aleph. Trumas Hadashim explains the Raya for that Shita is based on Yerushalmi, a fascinating Raya. The Talmidim of Rebbe were unsure why he fasted on Erev Pesach. Some suggested that he was firstborn, and he was a delicate person who'd be unable to eat later in the evening, and therefore he needed to fast. Now, they weren't sure though, which was it? Is it that he was a firstborn and every firstborn has to fast? Or is it that he was an istinus and he's not going to be able to eat matzah if he doesn't fast? So if the correct practice is to fast on the Thursday before Pesach, That should have been their nafkamina. They should have been able to call it right then. Wait for an Erev Pesach Shchalias Pshabbos and see what he does. If it's about being a firstborn, so then he would fast on Thursday. But if it's about an inability to eat Friday night, to eat the matzah that night, well, Thursday night there's not going to be any matzah, then he would fast on Friday. How could they not tell the difference? It must be that there was no reason to fast on Thursday due to his delicate constitution. So since the students were unable to use that situation to decipher his shita, so it must be that Rebbe didn't fast at all during such years. So Chumash Sedeshin rejects the Raya, because it's possible that those Talmidim only saw Rebbe fast once or twice, and they didn't really understand what he did. They didn't know what he did each and every year. Maybe they you know, between 2025 and 2045, we're not going to have a single Erev Pesach Shchalias Pshabbos. So maybe the Talmidim weren't with their Rebbe, you know, for a year that it happened to have been, that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Agur. The sheet of the Agur is that you don't do the fast at all this year. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Ayin, Sif Beis, both Shitos are quoted, and the Rama says, we fast on Thursday, that the firstborn should fast on Thursday. The Mishnah Berurah just adds that if you're concerned that because of the fast, you're going to be too weak to do B'dikas Chametz, see, normally the fast of Erev Pesach is after B'dikas Chametz, but over here, the fast of Erev Pesach is going to be before B'dikas Chametz. So if you're concerned that you're not going to be able to do B'dikah on Thursday night, then you can have a snack before B'dikah, even though generally you're not supposed to eat before doing a mitzvah, but in order to be able to do a proper B'dikah, you'd be allowed to snack a little bit before doing the B'dikah. This, of course, is assuming that a person didn't just get around the whole problem by making a siyum. That seems to be the assumption, that wasn't the practice, that they would actually fast on Erev Pesach. But Baruch Hashem, now we've solved all the world's problems, and we don't have to fast anymore, because now there are siyumim, especially this year when Daf Yomi is going to be finishing Maseches Pesachim right around that time. So there won't be any shortage of siyumim to attend Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, everyone have a great day, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Have a great day, Rabbi.